Welcome to episode 29. We're diving right back into the conversation with my dear friend Melanie about self-care and how we moms can actually take some time every day for ourselves so that we can pour back into our families with love and intention. Today's episode is going to wrap up our conversation with some really awesome tips and tricks that you can use, so don't miss out. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. If you're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Hey, did you know I have a free Facebook community dedicated to supporting mothers just like you who want to take a holistic approach to their mind, body, and spirit? Inside this private group, you will find practical lifestyle tips for holistic health, weekly encouragement and accountability, as well as monthly live classes where I also answer your wellness questions. You can join by searching Divine Design Wellness Facebook group or by using the link in the show notes. Also, you can become a Divine Design Wellness Insider and receive weekly email updates on the podcast, along with special bonuses and early bird pricing to upcoming offers. You can sign up at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. I know that you've been, you know, a minister's wife for a lot of years, and having that position of being able to see a lot of different perspectives and working with different people. How do you see the consequences of women and mothers not feeling like they're worthy of investing that time, whether we call it self-care or, you know, there's so many phrases that could be used, but really just investing that time to really pay attention to what's going on with yourself and what, you know, what God's trying to show you.
Right. Well, I would say that first of all is we as women need to know, especially since we take care of our kids and our husband and we're servants to other people. I think first of all, we need to know that God cares about us, our well-being too, and that we're worth taking care of. I like the scripture in Luke 12, 12:27-31 that says, "Consider the lilies or flowers, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow was thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you or take care of you?" And so I think we just need to know that we're worth taking care of as well. God made us. He, you know, created us, all the details from the size of our feet to the color of our hair, everything. He made us. And not only that is he loves us so much and he died for us that extremely painful death just so that we could have fellowship with God again. And then also the Holy Spirit lives in us, and that's huge. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And so he wants us to take care of our spirit, soul, and body. I like this, the First Thessalonians 5:23, because it says that he wants our whole spirit, soul, and body to be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. And so that means our physical bodies. And so I think that that is something that we oftentimes, that's the very last thing on our list is anything that takes care of our bodies. But in order to actually serve better, we will serve so much better if we actually take the time to get fed, to take the time to do some things that actually help our bodies to be healthier, to be, you know, filled up again, then we're ready to serve again. So I think it's important that we actually take the time to do the things that our body needs to be ready to serve.
I would also say though, you know, it is important that we as women, the purpose that God has given us, you know, to be the caregivers, the helpers, the cheerleaders, the nurse, all the roles that we as women or moms play, sometimes even school teachers, even all God wants us to, you know, focus on all of those things too, but also talking about self-care. God doesn't want us to serve our children and husbands out of a place of depletion either. And I think as Christian women, we're taught to sacrifice our own needs in order to serve our families and others. And sometimes we, to the point that we can be so sleep deprived, we are eating really poorly. You know, we fail to even tend to any relationships and neglect any kind of self-care. And then we can just end up completely emotionally, physically, and spiritually just unhealthy. And so the minute that we as moms try to give to the point of depletion and our well is dry, I think we stop being a blessing to our families. And actually, I know I found myself sometimes when I was like that, I would end up, because I was running on empty, I would end up lashing out at my children and not speaking with, you know, kind words that Christ wants me to or wanted me to. And so, you know, with that in perspective, I think we have to just figure out the balance, you know, so that we can tend to our hearts and our bodies and also be a blessing to our families by not being on empty.
Yes. It took me a long time to realize that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, I knew I wasn't in a place of being able to respond well in stressful situations.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really grasp how I got there.
Right.
And why. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I started kind of like experiencing the results of finally, after basically 9 years of motherhood,
uh-huh,
finally like, oh, I've got to take care of myself.
Right.
And it really was because I finally had hit a place of like struggling with depression, uh-huh, and like anxiety and panic attacks. And it finally occurred to me like, oh,
right,
you can't manage anything anymore and you don't have any joy in it because, right, you neglected yourself for so long. You don't even know how to function.
Right.
So that,
and God didn't make our bodies to do that. He didn't create our bodies to be able to do that, to be super women, you know?
Yeah.
we're human. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
So what would you say was like the one thing that really helped you to find that place of balance where you really were able to get back into a place of peace and answering, you know, having that mindfulness to answer your kids,
right,
without that, you know, reactive?
Well, I think having kind of a direction every day of that's what I'm going for, you know, that I put the effort into it and attempt it, and then being willing to be okay with interruptions and then changing what it looks like if it looks differently. I would say same thing. I think probably most moms learn the hard way. Yeah. Because I think there was a time too that I was so exhausted. And well, actually when I hit 40 years old, I actually was so exhausted and I knew there had to be something wrong with my body because in the afternoons, all I wanted to do was sleep. And I'm like, this isn't normal. This isn't right. And so I would say that prior to that, I got clues that there was things that made me feel energetic and healthy. And there were things that took everything out of me. But I know when I hit 40, that's when I was like, okay, I got to figure out what's going wrong. As well as my mom, the prior year when I was 39, in 1 month, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and she was gone. And so between her health and between all of a sudden I was feeling this exhaustion in the afternoons, I was like, it was chronic fatigue. Anyway, I just started on the journey of, okay, what's wrong with me? What should I do? But I think as I look back, maybe if I would have taken some steps to try to, you know, put a little bit more care into my body and myself and my mind and all of those things, I maybe would not have ended up there. But so it was at that point that I think I really became aware of what my body needed, and I needed to do it, because the fact is if we don't tend to ourselves, our bodies, our minds, we'll end up sick. And so that, yeah, that's kind of where I figured it out. I don't think I answered your question though, Carolyn. You said, how did I find the balance? I think it's just continuing to the path of asking God what he has for you each day, but also listening to your body. And if it needs to rest, maybe it needs to rest one day, you know? And also I just thinking about the things that make you feel healthy and trying to do those things.
Yeah. I think sometimes we know the things.
Right.
Like we can say, oh, I know this, you know, when I do this, it fills me up and I'm more energetic and I, you know, have what it takes. But I think sometimes we struggle with feeling like we're allowed to prioritize it. I don't know why that seems to be such a struggle for moms, but I know it's a pretty common thing, you know, talking to different moms, like, mm-hmm. you know, the things that you need to do for yourself. And yet somehow there's a disconnect between knowing it and really believing it in your whole being that right. it's valuable
right.
and necessary.
Right. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes it takes sickness, illness for us to come to that realization. And I think it did for me. But I like this saying that says, if you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. And unfortunately, I think that's where sometimes we end up as moms, because we think, oh, well, we can keep going. We're fine. We can keep going. And then all of a sudden we crash. And realize, oh, I guess we can't.
Yeah. And then once we do get to that point, it's hard because our family does rely on us so much. Right. And now we're in a situation where we actually can't even do anything, you know, much for our family right. because we're so sick and unavailable, whether that's uh-huh. physically or mentally.
Right.
And that, I mean, getting to that place is very difficult, more than just the being sick, because now you have the added pressure of
right
family still relying on me, but I don't even have the bandwidth to give them what they need. So
exactly. Yep. That's so true.
So for moms who aren't, you know, they haven't got to that place, thankfully, and want to be more like, they do want to invest into preventative caring for themselves so that they don't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tools or advice for them to be able to really proactively take care of themselves so that they can pour into their families the way they want to?
Yes. And I think that just kind of picturing your life as a circle that has, you know, that's, if you divided it into like sections, like a pie, like you would a pie, just
looking at all the different things that you do in life, all the hats that you wear, you know, from relationships to the home to like your physical activity to your, you know, spirituality, your growth, everything, just kind of look at everything that you do, write it all out. And I think just looking and seeing where do I need to spend some more time? I think sometimes we can get out of balance in our responsibilities and we can focus solely on serving, or we can, you know, or at least spend a great amount of time there, but realize that, you know, we're really not doing anything physical movement, which our body craves, you know, some physical activity. And so just looking at everything that you're doing and seeing if there's anything that's out of balance, is something needs some more attention. Maybe could I spend a little bit more time in this area? Am I balanced? Yeah, I think that that's kind of where it's at. I think that, you know, sometimes I do this, is write everything out and see if there's any area that I just, maybe God wants to use me more in, or is there an area that maybe I need to just let go of? So yeah, I would say just kind of looking to see where, if you're balanced, if there's some areas that need some more attention.
That's really good advice. I know for me that sometimes even just sitting down to even go there,
right,
can feel like just so much mental work.
Right.
But when I really do make myself do that, which I have a little planner that is like, it's quarterly.
Right.
Which is I feel like that is a great time frame to really make yourself sit down and do that.
Right.
Once you do that, it's like, it's such a burden lifted off of you, because all that information, when it's just in your head and like floating around in there and stressing you out, it feels so overwhelming. But when you do put it down on paper and dissect it and really look at it without, you know, it feeling so emotional,
uh-huh,
it's such a freedom.
Right.
To that, because then you get to choose. You get to look at it and choose how you're going to, you know, switch things around and change things to really create the life that, you know, God desires for you to have.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah. I think that does help a lot. Just writing things out helps you to see where you're at. Right. Good point.
All right. Well, as we wrap up, do you have any last tidbits or scriptures that you want to share?
I would say that something that I discovered, not because I knew this is, I think it was just through trial and error. So not 911, but 111. And I'll tell you, when I was a young mom, I did 1 and 1-1, but later in life, I figured I learned something that was really important. But I'll tell you, so the 1-1-1 is do one thing for your physical body each day. And you probably know as a mom, know what that is that you need. Maybe you don't drink your water. Maybe you need to just make sure that you fill up that water bottle so you can drink that throughout the day. So, or maybe it's take a walk, or whatever it is that you know that your physical body needs. And then do one thing to fellowship with God every day. And we all know what that looks like, and whatever it looks like for you. So one thing for your physical body, one thing to fellowship with God each day. And then the one other thing is one thing for your mind. And this is where I feel like I went in as a young mom and didn't understand this, but I didn't understand how important it is to keep our minds healthy. And so do one thing for your mind. And maybe it's listening to an encouraging podcast like this, listening to Carolyn, reading a book. Maybe it's saying affirmations, whatever it is. I mean, maybe even it's just learning about the mind and learning how your mind affects your body. And maybe you say, I can't do all three of those in a day. So maybe you pick one a day. But if you can do, even if it's only a 10-minute walk, you know, if you can do
one every day, one thing for your physical body, one thing for your mind, and one thing to fellowship. I think that that goes a long ways. And I think that the two that I did when I was a young mom, I think that kept me going as long as it did. So that's what I would say, is try to incorporate that.
I love that. Yeah. And like you said, for sure, in the season of having young babies and young kids, that can feel like, well, when is that going to happen?
Right.
But yeah, it doesn't need to look any specific way. It can be however you can realistically get it into your day. So,
and if you find something that works, then keep doing it. If it really gives you encouragement and energy, and then just keep it on, just, you know, make it a routine or a habit. And if you try something, you're like, well, that didn't do anything for me. Maybe try it again. And if it still doesn't, you know, try something else. There's lots of different ways to care for ourselves out there. So.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Melanie, for
absolutely
to come on and do this. And I wanted to remind everyone that if you go in the show notes, you can find the link for that Wheel of Life that Melanie is so graciously sharing with us. And I will also leave the 111 in the show notes as well, just as a reminder for you. So thank you so much for sharing with us. And I really look forward to maybe doing this again in the future.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carolyn. I enjoyed doing this with you. It was great to connect again and to be able to talk about something that you and I both see as important.
Before you go, don't forget to join our free Facebook community at Divine Design Wellness Facebook groups and get signed up to become a Divine Design Wellness Insider at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. Hey friend, I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.